This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. This week, Massachusetts became the first state to require just about everybody to have health insurance. Many of the state's uninsured are young and middle-aged men. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the state is trying to reach that demographic with an unusual sales pitch.
It's a perfect summer day at Fenway Park. Down below the stands, next to the booth selling beer and Fenway Franks, you can hear a new cry.
Yeah, it's popcorn. Health insurance right here.
That's John Kingsdale. He's the state official in charge of getting everybody insured. He's personally manning a new health insurance booth. Next to him, in a Cuban dress shirt and wraparound shades, is Louis Tiant, who pitched for the Red Sox through most of the 1970s. He's there to attract the fans, but he's a true believer.
Everybody should have insurance, health insurance. You don't know. Sometimes you'll be more time sick and you'll be in good shape. You never know what's going to happen.
El Tiante speaks from the wisdom of his 66 years. Kingsdale says a lot of uninsured guys don't think that way.
There's definitely a demographic, guys mainly, who think it's a little bit like insurance is for sissies. I mean, they get that something could fall on them. They want protection in case there's a catastrophe. But they don't think of seeing the doctor as something that they routinely want to do and want to prepay.
And that's why the state of Massachusetts is spending much of its $4 million marketing budget on ads that run during Red Sox games.
They reach the target population that we most need to inform. Young and middle-aged people, particularly males. 57% of the uninsured in Massachusetts are male. A substantial majority of them are under age 44, so that's particularly the demographic that we're trying to reach.
Get your health insurance here. Do you have health insurance? Do you have health insurance? I know someone that needs it.
Tara Murphy, who heads health reform marketing efforts, has just snagged part of that demographic, Brian Cherney and his girlfriend, Danielle Bateman.
How old are you guys?
I'm 22.
Okay, 22, there are actually very inexpensive plans available for young adults.
Bateman looks interested.
How long have you been without insurance?
Actually, just almost a year now. So it's been a little bit.
Does it make you nervous?
Yeah, because you don't want to get hurt and you don't want to get sick.
But Brian Cherney looks skeptical. He'd like insurance. He can't get it through work. But he doesn't like what he's heard about the new law.
The law?
I just got a piece of paper. Actually, in the mail the other day, about a week ago.
Saying they can fine you.
Taxes and stuff. That is true. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's ridiculous.
They'll suck money out of you anyway.
It is ridiculous.
The fine he's referring to is unique to Massachusetts. If people don't enroll in health insurance between now and November, they'll lose their personal exemption when they file their income taxes next spring, a $220 hit. To avoid it, Brian Cherney will have to pay at least $122 a month for minimal coverage. If he's still uninsured at the end of next year, the state will dun him for half the cost of the cheapest insurance policy, hundreds of dollars. There are lots of Brian Cherneys out there, but opinion surveys show overall support for the law is strong, and 9 out of 10 uninsured residents say they'd like to have health coverage. Tara Murphy, the marketing consultant, says that's not what proponents of the law assumed before they started interviewing uninsured people.
I really thought we were going to have to convince people that they needed to buy something that they might not know that they needed. And overall, what we found was that we didn't need to sell people health insurance. Most people want health insurance.
The problem is it hasn't been affordable. So Massachusetts is offering an array of cheaper plans. Those who can't find one for less than about 10% of their income won't have to buy. That's about 20% of the uninsured. For the rest, the state's TV ads stress the "It Can Happen to Anybody" theme. They feature a 30-something guy whose arm is in a cast.
You think it's not going to happen to you? Well, take it from me, it can't. And whether it's a broken bone or appendicitis or cancer, you can't afford to suddenly pay a huge bill. You need health insurance.
Officials hope that message, plus the tax penalty, will convince guys like Brian Cherney to come around. And they pray that the Red Sox will come out of their current slump and have a great second half of the season. because the more that people watch the Red Sox, the more they'll see those ads. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.